Jacob. Jacob stole his brother's birthright, Esau, and he ran away, and he began to work for a man called who? Laban. Laban. He worked for 7 years because he wanted to marry Rachel. But this is a funny story here. The brother worked for 7 years, and there was the wrong sister in the bed on honeymoon morning. That's crazy. That's crazy. So he worked another 7 years to get Rachel. But Jacob and Leah had several sons. Some of the sons were Levi and Simeon. But they also had a daughter called Dina. Now here's where it gets crazy. Dina was violated, raped, and defiled by a young prince, and his name was Shechem. Shechem. What a very unfortunate thing. What a terrible thing to happen. And then in some twisted way, this young man Shechem, who defiles Dina, for some reason falls in love with her. And then goes to his father, Hamor, and says, "Dad, please go to Dina's father, Jacob, and ask for her hand in marriage. I want to repent. I've fallen in love with her. What I did was a terrible thing. Let's pay whatever they want us to pay, and let's redeem this girl. I want to redeem this girl. I want to take her for a wife. I want to honor her." He was repentant. And you can imagine how terrible and difficult this thing was for a father like Jacob to go through. I can only imagine as a father going through such a thing. But what's crazy was that Jacob was willing to sit down with Hamor and his son Shechem to reason together and work things out. That's crazy. On the flip side, Dina's brothers, they were not having it. They had a plan, and they killed Shechem, the son who violated Dina. They also killed Hamor. It's crazy. And then they also killed all the men in that particular village. And then they took their wives and kids as slaves just to pay back for what happened to their sister. How crazy is that? Crazy story. Crazy story. I want you to know that there are two systems that all relationships are built on. We're going to read a little more scripture here. Somebody shout two. One more time. Somebody shout two. Let's go into the Word of God here. Let's read a few scriptures as we build on this story here.
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 34, verses 1 to 4. One day, Dinah, the daughter of Jacob and Leah, went to visit some of the young women who lived in the area. But when the local prince, Shechem, son of Hamor, the Hivite, saw Dinah, he seized her and raped her. But then he fell in love with her, and he tried to win her affection with kind words. He said to his father, Hamor, "Get me this young girl. I want to marry her." Let's skip down to verses 24 to 26. So all the men in the town council agreed with Hamor and Shechem, and every male in the town was circumcised. But 3 days later, when their wounds were still sore, two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, who were Dinah's full brothers, took their swords and entered the town without opposition. Then they slaughtered every male there, including Hamor and his son Shechem. They killed them with their swords. Then they took Dinah from Shechem's house and returned to their camp.
Wow. One more time. Somebody shout two. Please write this down. There are two systems on which all relationships are built on. Grace or payback. That's it. There are two systems on which all relationships are built on. It's either grace or payback. In this story here, you see these two systems being played out. Jacob was willing to show grace. You can only imagine how hurt he was. His daughter has been raped, but he was willing to sit down with the family and reason together and work things out. On the other hand, the brothers were all about payback. Somebody shout payback. I want you to know that in all your relationships today, you're either operating by grace or by a payback system. You're either operating by
grace.
Say it real good, impact by
grace.
Or by
payback.
Two systems. And sometimes people do this. On Monday, it's all grace. I feel happy. No. Monday is payback. Because I just don't want to go to work. And then Tuesday is grace. I'm happy. And then Wednesday is payback. Thursday, payback. Friday, payback. Saturday, payback. Oh, it's Sunday, grace. And so what happens is you have a terrible Monday, a good Tuesday, a bad Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then a happy Sunday. You know why? Because payback kills. Two relationships, two systems. Somebody say two.
All right, so there are two systems, as we just heard. There are two systems that all relationships are built on, the grace system and the payback system. Payback system says, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. A payback mentality and a payback system, it is a mentality that says, I have to get even with everyone who hurts me. I'll say that again. A payback system says, I have to get even with everyone who hurts me. Wow, that's strong. Okay, so how do we see this play out in our everyday lives, right? How do we see this payback mentality play out? Well, we see it play out in everyday things, like in our own relationships. Okay, I'm not going to put in as much hard work until I see you putting in as much hard work, right? Okay, or how about this one? I'm not going to forgive you until they say sorry first. We've all done that one, right? Like, we're gonna be strong and hold our own. We're not gonna say sorry first, and we're gonna not forgive until they say sorry, right? Okay, how about this? You're driving down the street, and someone cuts you off, and you're like, and you just, you catch up right with them, you look them in the eyes, and you're like, watch this, and you know, and you cut them right back up. This is payback system, you guys. I know, it sounds funny, but it's payback. A payback system is going to make you have to say something about everything. It's gonna make you have to be your own defender. So our Joshua came home one day. Our Joshua came home one day and we were all sitting down as a family, and he started sharing with us how there was this kid in school and he was being a bully. Okay, so I could tell he was already getting heated. You know, he was like, you could see that thing rising up, and he was like, okay, no one's gonna bully my kids. Like, no one's gonna treat my Joshua that way. And so as Joshua started to explain what was going on, you know, he started to be like, okay, this is what you're gonna do. You're not gonna let anybody treat you that way. You know, if he says anything to you, you just push him back and this and that. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, help us, you know?
Fellas in the building, come on. Seriously, you're gonna leave me out like that? Come on, I need some fellas too. Come on, fellas, come on. Listen, this kid is pushing this kid all the time. I said, Joshua, next time he does it, you push that kid good in the mouth, you'll never do it again. This time you only have to do it once.
Let me just put this in. This boy is 5 and he's in kindergarten. Okay, a little kindergartner. So I'm in the back, you know, in the grace, and I'm like, okay. So anyways, we're not 4 people getting walked all over and pushed on, you know, but we definitely set things straight, and we made it right.
So, a little confession here. Can I just be real, yo, fellas? This is just me, yo. I mean, sometimes this whole payback thing, like, I'm just wondering, how many middle fingers can a brother get in a day, right? When you're driving? Seriously, how many people can confess driving in Boston is just wild? It's you need to pray in another kind of language before you leave your house and ask God to anoint you. Amen. You need to drive with your eyes closed. Amen. And I think I get a little more middle fingers than regular people on a normal day because I drive in an African way. So, but I can't tell you how many times I want to chase somebody down the road and just tell them, hey, in Jesus' name, stop that. Like, seriously. Just the other day, I'm wearing my Impact One. I was like, okay. All right, Impact One. Two systems, somebody shout two. You're either gonna operate by grace or by the payback system. That's what the payback system is, an eye for an eye. You touch my eye, I touch yours. a tooth for a tooth. You give me that cold shoulder, I know how to play that game too. But what does grace say? Somebody shout grace.
Grace.
Please write this down. Grace system says, I will forgive you because God has forgiven me of my debts. I will forgive you. Yes, maybe you deserve to be punched in the mouth a little bit. But I'm going to forgive you because I also deserve to be punched in the mouth.
Yep.
If somebody would hold me accountable to the sins that I've made, I also deserve judgment. But because of the grace of God, I'm going to treat you right because God has forgiven me.
Amen.
And I'm going to need God to forgive me tomorrow and the next day and then and the next day. So I can't judge you. So as much as I want to judge you, I'm going to give you grace because of Jesus. Grace culture, this grace system says, I will do the right thing whether you do the right thing or not.
Yes.
If you scream at me, I don't have to scream at you. Yes, maybe you deserve to be screamed at, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do the right thing because I'm releasing grace.
Amen.
I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to say sorry first. You know, you really are the one who's done something wrong to me. You really should be the first person to come to me. You really should be the mature believer and come to me. But you know what? I'm going to operate by grace. I'm going to go to you and I'm going to say, are we okay? Can I apologize for my part in this? Can we work together? I can't tell you how many times I see people sitting in church and they're carrying people inside of them and there's issues and they sit there. And they don't confront things and it festers on the inside. It's time to operate by grace. Please write this down. Extending grace does not mean you're endorsing the evil that was done to you, but recognizing that God's way is better.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Extending grace does not mean you're endorsing the evil that was done to you, but recognizing that God's way produces life. It produces life.
So let's look a little bit more into this payback system just to understand more through God's word how it works. Matthew 5:38-48 says, you have heard the law that says the punishment must match the injury. An eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But I say, this is Jesus talking, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer the other cheek also. If you are sued in court and your shirt is taken from you, give your coat too. Yay. If a soldier demands that you carry his gear for a mile, yep, it says it, carry it 2 miles. Give to those who ask, and don't turn away from those who want to borrow. Okay, so here we clearly see those two systems, grace and payback. Payback, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Some of these things in the scripture may seem a little bit unreasonable, right? May seem a little crazy to ask, but we have to trust here. We got to trust God and trust his word and trust that he knows what's best for us, guys. He knows. And not only that, he's giving us secrets to life right here. His secrets are showing themselves through his word. So let's dig just a little bit deeper and read 2 Corinthians 3:6. 2 Corinthians 3:6. He has qualified us, making us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, of salvation through Christ. That's grace. Not of the letter of a written code, but of the spirit. For the letter of the law, that's payback, kills. I'm going to say that again. The letter of the law kills. By revealing sin and demanding obedience. But the spirit gives life. So here we clearly see the two systems, and we clearly see that payback kills. Payback kills, it destroys, it oppresses you, it suppresses you, it depresses you, it takes away from your life, it destroys your life and your relationships. It gives us exactly the opposite of what Jesus died for us to have. Okay, so grace from the text that we read, right, that horrific scene, we can only imagine Jacob and how he must have felt the anger, the bitterness, the hurt, all the flooding of emotions because his daughter was violated. Can you just imagine? Not only that, He went and extended grace, went even further. He forgave, and then he allowed Shechem and his father to come into his home and speak with him. Can you just picture this? Okay, I don't know about you, but even for myself as a mother, and then as a father, and that protector spirit, I can't imagine having the person who violated one of our children sitting there in our home, guys. This is crazy if you can picture this. But Jacob chose to extend grace.
So we don't let our kids get away with lying. Because I'm sure all you parents in here can attest
to grace, of life, we're going to bear good fruit in the future. So we have one other example with one of our sons, Zenzo. So another, what's going on? Another example with bullying. So we had our son Zenzo now this time, and he came home. And he's like, oh, Mom, he's like, man, my teacher just sat me next to this boy, and everybody in the class knows that this boy is so mean. And you can't even sit next to this boy without him saying some mean stuff to you. Like, it just comes out of him. And I really just don't want to sit next to him. So I said, all right, well, obviously the mom in me was like, I don't want you to sit next to him either. You know, I'm ready to go talk to your teacher. But then I was like, all right, let's do this. First, let's pray for him. You know, obviously he's hurt and he's being mean because that's the way he's being treated. He's doing what he's learned, right? We know that hurt people hurt people. Okay, so then number two, I said, now let's pray that God will give you a heart of compassion for him. And then number three, when you go to school and he starts saying these mean things to you, you be tough, you be strong, don't let him say those things to you, but respond in kindness. Respond in kindness. And what do you know? Grace wins every time, you guys. It worked.
Yes.
It worked. Not only is this boy now being nice to him, he was so shocked, by the way, at the way that Zenzo's response. He just expects for the kids to be mean back to him. It's just an expectation now for him. Now, this kid's in the hallway, like, you know, shouting, seeing Zenzo, wants to be his friend. Hey, Zenzo! And now he's like, he wants to be his friend. He can't believe that Zenzo extended, as we know, the word grace to him.
Amen. Somebody shout, grace wins.
Grace
wins. One more time, grace wins.
Grace.
Just imagine, once again, Jacob. Listen, as a father, just imagining being in the same room with a kid that just violated my daughter. I'm telling you, I would need Pastor Juan, I would need Pastor Femi to hold me back. I'm just telling you, you guys would have to come and get me from a cell somewhere. Like, seriously, if I can just be honest. But look at Jacob. He's extending grace. He's sitting right there in a room with this boy that just violated his daughter. You've got to remember that in this culture here, at this time, if a woman has been violated, she's off the market. No other man can ever touch her again. No father can ever pay dowry for that particular girl. They became damaged goods in that particular culture. And so here's Jacob sitting there, reasoning together. And in a twisted way, here's Shechem trying to redeem this woman, trying to win her and marry her. On the other hand, here's what I want to talk about. Payback system, yet again, is a system that says, I want to get even with you. But the truth is, you really don't get even. Because in this story, them getting even would have meant that they killed Shechem, because it's Shechem who did this terrible thing. But no, they killed Shechem, they killed his father, Hamor, and they killed all the men in the village. And on top of that, they took their wives and kids as slaves. Is that getting even? Let me ask that again. Is that getting even? That's not getting even. Why? It's because the payback system has no end. Once you begin, there's no end to that. You're going to have to do something bad, and then they're going to do something else, and then you have to talk bad, and then something else, and something else, before you realize an entire village was massacred, blood everywhere, because of the payback system. Somebody shout, grace wins. I want to say this to you, and I'm going to come up here because this is surgery today. I want you to know that the relationships in your life that are working, it's because you're operating in a grace system.
Amen.
And the relationships in your life that are not working, It's because you're operating by this payback system. And I want to say this to you. If you grew up in a legalistic family, if you grew up in a payback family, or if you grew up in churches where people played that game, you give me the court shorter, I'll give you the court shorter back, you sat in my seat, I'll never talk to you again, your child did this to my child. If you grew up in those environments, I want you to know that it's time to confess, to renounce, and seek forgiveness, because some of you are carrying some people inside of you. And I want you to know this. It's not until you do that that you release that venom and that poison outside of your system. It's like that kid who watches his father beating up on his mother and abusing his mother. And he swears and says, when I grow up, I'll never do that. I'll never be like you, Dad. And then he grows up and does the same thing and even worse. You know why? Because until you renounce and forgive, that poison is still inside of you. And that's what you give to the next generation. It's time to release some people. It's time to renounce. And it's time to release some people. It's time for grace in the name of Jesus. It's time for your freedom. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So to get together in this place, somebody say in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say real big. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I renounce the spirit of bitterness. Say real big. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of bitterness. In the name of Jesus, I release those that hurt me. I release them. I release them. Say real big. I release them. Today, I declare my freedom. I forgive because Jesus, you have forgiven me. Now do it like this. Release, 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 release in Jesus' name. Now when you go home, take a moment and do this again from the depth of your soul. Jesus, that pastor hurt me. Jesus, that teacher hurt me. My father hurt me. I'm still carrying him around. They hurt me. God, I want to release this pain. My mother hurt me. My uncle hurt me. They never accepted me, but I release this in the name of Jesus because I want to give life and not death to the next generation. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's put our hands together for Jesus.
We want to help you outsmart the devil. We want to help you not fall into the enemy's schemes. So let's talk a little bit more about how these systems, grace and payback, work as we see it through the text. And we are going to expose three traps that the payback system sets. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
All right, trap number one, pride. Pride. Jacob, as we see, was willing to extend grace. But on the other hand, Dinah's brothers were absolutely not. They were very unwilling. You see, they had a lot of pride. They said to themselves, I'm going to conceal my hurt. I'm going to conceal my pain. I'm not going to let anybody know of this hurt that and this anger that's living deep inside of me. And I'm just going to act tough, and I'm going to act strong, which is like a bully, right? Let me read Proverbs 11:2 to you. Proverbs 11:2 says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Proverbs 13:10 says, where there is strife, there is pride. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. We found this to be very true in our own lives, especially at the beginning of our marriage. We had so much strife. We were just fighting and arguing, and it was all about, I'm going to prove my point to you. I'm going to make you understand it from my point of view. Does any of this sound familiar? Yeah, I'm going to make you see it the way I see it, and you're going to understand me, and you're going to get it my way. And it was all about me, me, me. And it never failed that whenever I would take a moment and step aside and have some quiet time with me and God and put the fighting aside, God would always speak to me, Michelle, pride. Be humble. Humble yourself, and then I'll be able to speak truth to you. And the truth is, you've done things that are wrong too. and you're acting out in pride. And there were some ways that you could have done things differently. And so the pride was causing so much strife between the two of us. But grace says that God's strength is made perfect in my weakness. God, I'm gonna be humble, I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna be vulnerable before you, and I'm gonna let you be strong where I am weak. Please take a moment and write this down. It takes more strength and maturity to show vulnerability than to take the easy road of pride. Let me say that again. It takes more strength and maturity to show vulnerability than to take the easy road of pride. You see, a lot of us think that pride is strength. Pride is like, yeah, I got this, I got this. But the key word is I, it's not about I. So it takes more strength. When you are humble and you are vulnerable, that's what takes more strength.
Amen. The other thing we see here, under the payback system, by the way, it's very distracting standing. You look good from behind, girl. I told you, my kids are good. I just had to let that out there, man. I'm trying to focus over here. Can we take a commercial break?
Yeah. All right, y'all, give us a minute.
I'm fine. Jesus, Jehovah. Right, here we go. Number two, deception. Deception. The second thing we see in this text here is that the brothers are telling this family, why don't you guys go and get circumcised? And if you guys become circumcised like us, we can work things together. Shechem, you can marry our sister. We'll be one. They're lying. That's the payback system. It's a deception. It's a spirit of deception. Look at Jacob. He's vulnerable. He's sincere. Let's sit down. Let's work this thing together. These guys are just like, oh, it's all good. If you guys just get circumcised, we can do this thing. They're lying. And then they go behind their backs and they slaughter them and kill everybody. Listen, I've been in church a long time, and I came here today to destroy the spirit where people put up a facade. You know you've been hurt and you're acting and, hello, how you doing? I'm blessed in the land of the living. I'm doing what you say, all these things, and you're smiling, and on the inside, you're becoming an animal. I want to destroy this in the name of Jesus. Let's take this thing out of the church. It takes strength to say, you know what, you hurt me. You know, it's pride when you don't want to show somebody that they have the strength and the ability to hurt you.
Yeah.
And so you act like you're all good, and then you're lying. Deception. You pretend like you're okay. You don't know how many times I see and they smile and they go back home and they talk about other people. I want you to know that it's killing you, not the people you're talking about.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
people don't even know you're talking about them.
Yeah, right.
They're having filet mignon and having fun while your belly aching.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spirit of deception. Please write this down. A healthy relationship is not the one without conflict, but one whose conflicts bring you closer. A healthy relationship is not one without conflict, but one whose conflicts bring you closer. You see, if you can go to that person and not act in deception, but be honest and vulnerable and say, you hurt me, you can work that thing out, and when you work it out, you become even closer than where you were. Your conflicts are meant to bring you closer. And you know, here's the thing that I found in churches is that disgruntled people have a way of finding each other because they provide a pacifier for each other's dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me say that again. Wow is right. Disgruntled people have a way of finding each other because they have a way of providing a pacifier for each other's dysfunction. You know, the Bible says when you come to the altar to offer a sacrifice and recognize that somebody else has an issue against you, they say, drop that thing, go to them, confess, work it out, then go back and worship. We declare that Impact Church, we're not gonna worship until we have forgiven in Jesus' name. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's doing a work right here, right now, in the name of Jesus.
So that leads us into our third trap that the payback system sets, unforgiveness. We see that Simeon, Levi, and the brothers, they were very unwilling to forgive, unashamedly unwilling to forgive. They wanted to prove they were the winner and that no one was going to hurt or touch their family ever again. Please write this down. Bitterness that is masked and not dealt with cripples the offended, not the offender. Bitterness that is masked and not dealt with, it cripples the offended, not the offender. So what does this mean? It means when you don't forgive, you're the one that's paying for it. It means when you don't forgive, as you just said, when the other person, they're going off on their day, they don't care, they're eating that filet mignon, but you're still stuck with it. You're still stuck with that. So what does grace say? Well, grace says that I'm going to forgive. I'm going to forgive because I'm going to have to be forgiven over and over again. Jesus forgave me, and I'm going to have to be forgiven somewhere down in the future. Forgiveness is a medicine to you that frees you. There's so much wisdom to be found in grace. Let's read here from the text. Afterward, Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have ruined me. You have made me stink among all the people of the land, among all the Canaanites and Perizzites. We are so few that they will join forces and crush us. I will be ruined, and my entire household will be wiped out." And they replied angrily, "But why should we let him treat our sister like a prostitute?" You see, grace sees beyond the moment, whereas the payback system is all about the moment and how I feel now and how I'm going to take care of things now. But grace sees the future. Jacob saw how this was going to affect his family in the future, so he was choosing grace now. Whereas the brothers, they could see beyond their hurt and their pain, and they fell into the traps. They fell into those traps of the payback system. They said, "I'm just going to get back. I'm going to get even in the moment," not even seeing how it would destroy them in the future.
Amen. I want this to ring loud and clear in this building. It's time to break the cycles. Somebody say good amen.
Amen.
It's time to break the cycles. I'll say that one more time. It's time to break the cycles.
Amen.
I want you to know that Jacob could have retaliated. It's not that he was a weakling. You've got to remember Jacob stole from his brother. He lived as a fugitive for half his life. I'm sure he had survival instincts. I'm sure he knew how to kill somebody. But could it be that Jacob, can you see him in his old age? He's lived the most part of his life operating under the payback system. And here he is in his old age, and his own daughter has been defiled. Can you see him? He says, "This time around, it's not going to be payback. I'm done running. This time around, I'm going to release grace." He was willing to break the cycles. On the other hand, the sons were not willing to do that. I want to say something to you today. It's time to transition into the grace system in the name of Jesus. I want you to know, here's our testimony. We were in a bad place. We were in a terrible place. When you see us stand here and share together, this is a miracle. But it happened when we chose to walk away from the payback system and go into the grace system in the name of Jesus. And our marriage is standing today. I want you to know this also, because God's blessing this church. How many people know God's blessing this church? Blessing upon blessing. Listen, if you haven't seen anything yet, come on. In the name of Jesus, I say this out of the confidence of Jesus. But I want you to know that this is the secret of this ministry. We operate by grace. I want you to know that we've paid a price to stand here. Anybody who stands in this place, I want you to know you don't just stand here without paying a difficult price. We've had to forgive people. We've had to walk in tough places. Some people that we honor and respect, we've been betrayed with, but we've had to choose to say we're going to release grace. And we're not going to walk around pretending like we're all right. We're going to go to people who've hurt us and say we need to reason together. And because of that, God's blessing this thing. We've seen blessing upon blessing upon blessing upon blessing. And I want to say to you over this place, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Blessings are coming in the name of Jesus because of the grace culture. Somebody shout hallelujah.